Sundance's modified contract with the city in 2013 provided, among other things, that the event schedule would shift so it didn't conflict with Martin Luther King Day. It also provided that if Sundance wanted to change or give notice of termination, it must do so in 2021. Wallace said they haven't talked about doing that. She said their home is part city, although after this year's virtual event, it's likely that the festival will exist partially online in the future.
And then we heard people, congratulations, this was fantastic. We want to come back to Park City and we want to have the ability to go to a theater in person, and we also want the ability to stay at home and watch something in the coziness of our house. So we're really thinking about and pondering the concept of doing a hybrid this next year. And the concept would be back in Park City, back in Utah, where our normal footprint is, because this is our home and we always want the festival to be here.
The contract also provides that 70% of the festival events must take place in Park City or Snyderville. We asked how that requirement will be handled in the future.
You know, I think this next year is going to be a smaller footprint because I don't think we can come back in financially the way we did before. Most of the festival is paid up front to an extent, not all of it, clearly. So we're not in that, we're not financially able to do that this year. Plus, with COVID still being out there is somewhat of an iffy thing. We want to be mindful of not locking in too much this next festival, just in case it comes against us. So we're working very mindfully, but we've just started that process.
Sundance Institute CFO Betsy Wallace. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.